all the people living in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Yochanan, Rashi says, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shagazar Allah of the Mai Besaita, he was the one to make this gezeirah that if you buy tfuah, buy wheat or peris off an Amoritz in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Demai. The Ferek Egla Rufa. Now, when Yochanan Kohen Gadol went to look around the whole Eretz Yisrael, see what's doing there, he saw the raw, Shein Mafri Shinela Truma Gedolah Bavad. He saw that the Amoratzim, all that you were taking off was only Truma Gedolah. Mashenkin, nothing else. So therefore, he made a takona of Demai. But I call upon him to take off Truma Gedolah, you don't have a chiyuv to. Because for sure, the Amoratz already took off Truma Gedolah. Now, Maiserishin and Maiseroni, Nami Loi, he says you don't have to give away the Maiserishin and the Maiseroni of these tuas. Why? Because the klal is, HaMoitzim, Mechavera, all over Raya. What you have to do is you have to be mafreshetom. You have to separate one tenth for Maiserishin and one tenth for Maiseroni. So the Maiserishin, the pshat is the mitzvah, give it to the Levi. But in whose moment is it? It's not hegdish. Like the Bailam isn't allowed to eat it. It's only a shalom. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the Levi or not? So since it's a suffix, if it belongs to the Levi or not, the klal is by mumnis, HaMoitzim Mechaveru, all of Araya. Therefore, after you mafreshet, you have a right to keep it. Who are did Maiseroni? Maiseroni has no kedusha on the money, on the peris. It's just a mitzvah, you have to give it to an oni. So now that you buy these tfuah, these peris off an amoritz, there's a suffix if the amoritz took it off or not. So it's a suffix if it's mechuyev in Maiseroni or not. So you have to be mafresh Maiseroni, but you're allowed to keep it and eat it for yourself. Because since it's only a shalom dina mumnis, that you have to give it or not, that's always the klal of hamoitzim and chaveru all of a raya. Before I have to give away money, you have to bring a raya that you deserve it. So here there's no raya, it's only a suffix. And the Gemara always says the Mai is a very shvach resuffing. Because Midi writes the Svara that Raiva Amoritz was did take off all the Meiser. It was only a muta de muta that didn't take it off. So it's a big suffing. So therefore, being a mumnish, you don't have to give it away. Like Rashi says, HaMoitzim Mechaveru Olav Araya. Michi Afrishay V'Afiyo Mishum Tevel. As soon as you're Mafrish, you yourself take off Trumas Mai, take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. Ein Bayel Asafik Gezel Ovim. Now there's no Kedusha on it. It's only a question, who owns it? Does it belong to Levim or does it belong to you? Vaniyim. So therefore, Mutzchavel Ovaraya, you're allowed to keep it. Chutz mitrumas meiser. But Mashenke, trumas meiser. Shevetoich meiser ishen, oisa yitin lekoyin. Shesh isa v'yoven misa v'yachilosin. When you take off meiser ishen, the locker is, from that meiser ishen, you have to take off a trumas meiser to give the koyin. Now that trumas meiser, there's an isa derisa to eat it. So therefore, when you mafrish the meiser, is the meiser you could eat, but just you have to take off trumas meiser, and that you have to give away. Oisa yitin lekoyin, sheish isa v'oven nisa v'yachilosei. Mashenki, if you give the actual meiser, or the meiser oni, the levi v'oni yomer, hevi raya shla yisr. Bring me a raya that this amoris didn't take off your meiser already. Shla kastim imeni. If you bring me a raya that he did not do it, then I'll give it to you. Because the man you don't have a raya that he didn't do it, there's a tzad to say maybe the first amoris took off, therefore I don't have to give away my meiserishin and my meiseroni. Fred Gemara la meiser shein nifreshu. How come the Mishnah says in Demai that the nachtum, the baker, when he buys a lot of tfuah off the amoritz, he does not have to take off meiser sheini. A regular person, when he buys tfuah off an amoritz, has to take off meiser sheini. How come the made a kula, the nachtum, the baker doesn't have to? This is what's negated to us. Nifnaski, the Gemara, Nifrishu, let him separate the Maisa Sheni, Venisko, Venechli, of Yishlayim, let him take it and bring it up to Yishlayim and leave it there, like regular Maisa Sheni, like anybody else has to do when he buys Paris or Tfuah off an Amoritz. You have to be Mafrish, Maisa Sheni, and take it to Yishlayim. So why was a Nachtam Potter? Trashi, Nifrishu, Venisko, Shurayesh, by Isser, there's an Isser as Kedusha Maisa Sheni, Loisuchu, Lecha, Besherecha, the Torah says Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside Yishlayim, there's a lav. You could only eat it inside Yerushalayim. So Sofik, your ice is L'chumra. So you have to go L'chumra, take it to Yerushalayim. If Yefeshuk Re'lasak and Tivloi, Ho'ev Lo'i Posel Be'midi. So why don't you have to take it up to Yerushalayim? So my answer is like this. Omar Ula. Mitoich Sheparhadrin Halolu, Choyftin Oison, that since these Parhadrin, I mean these were the people that were appointed by the king to take care of the prices, of the Shorim. They took care, like, of the, in other words, they set the prices in the marketplaces, and these were the people that were appointed for that. Is they're appointed for 1 year, for 12 months. So all those 12 months, they used to force the bakers For Imrim Lehem, they would tell them, Machru Bezoil, Machru Bezoil. You should know you have to sell all your bread very cheap. So, Le'etrichu Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin did not force the Nachtumim, the bakers, to be Mafrish Maisesheni. Hey, since they weren't making that much money anyway, because these people were bad to them, so therefore the Rabbonin had Rachmanas on them and part of them said, you don't have to take off Maisesheni. So the more my parhadrin, what's the taitcha parhadrin? Percy. That's the Rashi says, Pekidi HaMelech. These are the people that are appointed to take over jobs for the king, like here was saying. These were people that took over to make the prices for the marketplaces. Now, before Rashi said, Le'etruchu, Rashi says, V'somchu leimer, sh'roiv amei horetz maitzun hein. Rabbanah was saying to say that we give a saimach on the roiv, that avada from roiv, the Yamoritz, it does take off true Mesa Maitzus, does take off even Maitzus Shani, therefore here the Rabbanah parted you. So it comes out really is when you buy something for from an Amoritz, the cloud that's called Dumai, the lock was like this, that Truma the day you don't have to take off. Because that we say for sure the Amoritz took off, because he knows there's an Issa derives the Chi of Mis if you don't, therefore he took it off. Mashenkin, the rest, we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off. Therefore, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, you have to be Mafresh, set it aside, but you're allowed to keep it for yourself, you don't have to give it away. The Truma Maiser, you have to take off now Truma from that Maiser, that you have to give to a Kohen, because that's a Shalom from the Nisa, Chiv Misa. And Maiser Sheni, which also has Kedusha on it, which the Lachar is, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, that depends. Most times it is Noig, that if you buy Tfu off an Amorish, you have to take off Maiser Sheni. Only by a Nachtam did they pat it, you say you don't have to. And the reason is because they weren't making that much money, so the Rabbanu will make all upon these Nachtumim. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the test. Again, the top of the Gemara, we're in the middle of the last Mishnah. The shaila was why it's called Lishcha's Parhadrin. The Lishcha is the room where they put the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before Yom Kippur was called Lishcha's Parhadrin. So where it says it was because the Lashon of Pekidei HaMelech that they changed offices every single year. Who in the Kohanim Gedolim where Rishoyim used to die every single year. So every year was like a new room there they had. That's why it's called Lishcha's Parhadrin. So one of our test says that my Parhadrin, where it says, why is it called Parhadrin? And the Gemara Pursi, it means a Lashon of Pursi. The bottom Rashi says, Pekidei HaMelech. It means people that are appointed by the king. In other words, they put you into position for 1 year. At the end of the year, you're up. The same way at that time, the Kohanim Gedolim, if you only had position for 1 year, at the end of the year, Yom Kippur used to die, and used to be another Kohen Gadol. That's why it was called Lishcha's Parhadrin. And also we had before that each Kohen Gadol used to build it up, like for himself. Every year they used to break down the old one and build up a new one because they used to be very rich then. And he died, so the new Kohen Gadol broke it and it kept on going like this. That's what's called Parhadrin. It was changed over every year. Year by year it was changed over. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My Yisir, what does the Pasuk in Mishlei say? Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim. If someone has Yiras Shemayim, he'll have a long life, he'll live long. Ushneis Rishoyim Tiktorna. But Rishoyim, people that are wicked, they'll have a short life. That goes on, Yiras Hashem Toysif Yomim Zeh Mikdash Rishon. That of Yiras Hashem at Tzadik will have a long life, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim by the base of Mikdash Rishon. She'omad Arba Meyos V'yeshoshonim. The first base of Mikdash stood up for 410 years. That's how long the first base of Mikdash was. For Lo'ishim Shuboy Elo Yutches Kohanim Gedolim. They only had 18 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. So it's a shalom if you really gerus yudches or not, even 18. The Gros says the girsha should be shneimos, there are only 12. And Tosis has a shalom, Tosis says the revos gerus shemoina kohanim, there are only 8 kohanim. Then Tosis says there were really 9 kohanim gedolim, but they include also the 9 tagana kohanim. So Kit said most you had was 18 kohanim gedolim throughout the whole 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. Now, shneis rishoyim tiktorna, that's what the Pasuk says, that a rosh will have tiktorna, a short life, Zed Mikdash Sheni, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim that lived throughout the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Sheoma the Dalad Neyes V'yeshim Shona. The Beis HaMikdash Sheni stood for 420 years. V'shim Shuboy Yoseh Misholosh Meyesh Kohanim. There were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim they had throughout the span of 420 years. Now, say Mayhem May Shona Shashim Shu Shimon HaTzadik. First you had Shimon HaTzadik, he lived for 40 years. So take that away from the 420. Then Ushmoinim Shashim Shu Yechonin Kohen Gadol. Another Tzadik we had, Yechonin Kohen Gadol, he also lived for 80 years. He would not live more, but he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Yeah. Eser Shashimish Yishmael Ben Pobi. You have another 10 years that this Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael Ben Pobi, for Yarmilo, and some say Yud Aleph Shashimish Rabbi Elazar Ben Charsim. You have another 11 years that the Elazar Ben Charsim, this Kohen Gadol, he lived. So these are the ones that lived for a long time. After these Kohanim Gedolim, from then on, every year, the Kohen Gadol didn't live that year. He died on Yom Kippur. That's why they had to have more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the span of the Bayis Hasheni. So what's the pshat? Why? Because since they were Rishoyim, the Kohanim Gedolim, like we had before, they used to be very rich, and they used to pay more money to get into office, but they were Rishoyim, therefore they used to die on Yom Kippur. So that's why every single year, come out from then on, they had to have a new Kohen Gadol. And that's good, that's why the Lishka is called Lishka Sparhadrin, because every year they would change over offices like a regular Pekidei HaMelech. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Tusoi, Mifnei Mar Chorv or Shiloh. Is what chet, what cause that the Mishkan Shiloi should be Chorv, should be destroyed? Mifnei Sheho Yibor Shnei Devorim. They had two types of Averis that were done then. It's the Bnei Eli, Eli's children. Gilu Arois, Ubizoyin Kochim. There's a chet, we'll soon see what type of chet it was of Gilu Arois, that had to do with other ladies. Ubizoyin Kochim. And they were Mavaza, the Kohanim then, where Mavaza didn't act respectful to the Kochim, to the Karbonis. Gila Arroyas, the Pasuk says, the Eli Zokin, Eli became very old, the Eli Zokin Miyoid, the Shona Eis, Kol Asher Yasun Bonuf, he heard what his children were doing, the whole Yisrael, the Eis Asher Yishkubon Es Hanoshim, and the way his own children were living with the ladies, had Tzoyvois Pesach Oyomoyid, that gathered together outside the Oyomoyid. So who the Pasuk says, Asher Yishkubon, that they had Gila Arroyas, they used to live with those ladies that were waiting outside the Pesach Oyomoyid, that came to bring the Karbonis. So the Kohanim then used to live with them. So where says not like that? V'ya fagav the Yom Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Reb Yechanan that kolohoi mebnei Eli chotu einu elatoya. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos says that whoever says that the bnei Eli really did a chet, they were only mistaken. In other words, really the avera they didn't do. So the Zoy, why does the Torah say? Why does the pasuk say yishkuvon esanosh mashma they did have znus? So Gemara says like this: not they didn't. They really didn't have znus, but just mitoich. She's sure.